gratitude after the conversation. Congratulations, you did it. You honored yourself and your truth by going for it and having that hard conversation. Whatever the outcome was, and whatever you are feeling right now, just be kind to yourself and pause for a moment. Let's breathe deeply together. And I want you to give yourself some love and compassion for what you chose to go through, no matter what the outcome. Like I've said before, few people get to the stage where they are willing to have that hard conversation. This is real adulting right here, folks. You might be thinking, well, I've already done it and it's over with, so now I'm home free. Or you might be thinking, oh my God, I did it and it's worse. No matter how you feel, just know that this is not the end of your process. In some ways, it's just the beginning. Before you do anything, give yourself and the other person, no matter what happened, some time to sit with the conversation and really think about how it's going to impact your relationship. So now I want you to start by asking yourself a few questions. Feel free to pause the audio and journal about them, or just answer them in your head if you'd like. What went well for you during this hard conversation? What didn't go so well? What surprised you about the conversation? Overall, what happened and how did it make you feel? And most importantly, what did you learn about yourself? Now, I want you to write these down or speak them into the mirror or tell a trusted friend. And I want you to use this time to be with yourself and reflect. Now, I know evaluating how we think we did in a hard conversation can be really tricky. And I know personally, I'm harder on myself. And I sometimes replay what didn't go well in somewhat of an obsessive way in my head. And I really don't feel like that's productive, and I don't want you to do that. I want you to remember there's absolutely no one way to have a hard conversation. There are so many ways. And the more you have them and honestly reflect with yourself afterwards, the quicker you're going to be able to approach future conversations with true ease and confidence. So now this is where some of the deepest work comes into play. But here's the catch. You can't integrate without committing to reflecting and evaluating. So let's talk a little bit about integration. And I want to be clear that when I say the word integration, I don't mean happy ending. Sometimes integration means creating stronger boundaries and more space between you and the other person. But most of all, this stage is about understanding what the lesson you want to walk away with is. As with all the other steps in this process, it's about you and your personal growth. It's not about the other person. But yes, evaluate how your relationship with the other person has changed as a result of this conversation. But make sure to truly evaluate how you've changed, as well as what still needs work and what you'd like to do about it for yourself. Going through this whole process takes practice, practice, practice. The more you practice, the more opportunities you have to fine-tune the way you communicate with others. Before we wrap up, let's revisit all the steps in this process. Do you remember the three I's? The first I is inquiry and getting real with yourself. Then comes setting your intention so that you walk into your conversation with a clear commitment to who you are going to be and what you want to get out of the conversation for who? Yourself. Then it's time to send the invitation. The invitation is a genuine opportunity for connection that puts the other person at ease and ensures that both of your needs will be met. So now, if you remember, let's review what happens when you go into the conversation. TLC. The first is truth-telling. Speaking from the heart, from a place of vulnerability, openness, connection, and radical honesty. And don't forget to focus on the L, listening, being open to hearing what the other person is experiencing and reflecting that back to them, and also being mindful of your own reactions. Then C, completion. Eventually, you will complete this conversation, ending with concrete requests and a genuine appreciation for the other person. And now we move into the final acronym after the conversation, RIP. Now, RIP might sound a little ominous to you, but it really is about reflecting back to what happened. So the first letter, R, is for reflection. And you really need to take time to reflect and take stock of the conversation and how it went for yourself and for the other person. Then we reach integration, where we circle back and revisit the conversation and evaluate how the relationship with the other person has shifted and how it might still need to change and what you really want to do now that you've had this conversation. And finally, let's talk about practice. Practice, practice, practice. You can never have enough hard conversations. Each one has something new to offer. You will learn a different lesson for every hard conversation you have throughout your life. So please go out and practice them. And remember, practice is what creates confidence and clarity and the ability to really shine in your truth and your brilliance of who you are. Once again, hard conversations are really not about trying to change the other person. They're about taking self-responsibility. Whenever you're experiencing conflict, always try and remember that you are in control of yourself at all times. And again, the way you take on these skills will change depending on the person you're talking to and the situation that you're facing. Just so you know, I truly believe you can never have enough hard conversations. Each one of them has a lesson for you. And with that said, I'm so honored to be your guide through this challenging time in your life and through this hard conversation. I want to hear from you, so email me and tell me how it went. I can't wait to hear from you. Thank you so much for your courage and commitment to this process.